Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you, and welcome back on board On the Mark. It is an open phones day, which means we want to hear what you think about almost any topic under the sun. 570-743-9565. That's our hotline number. It'll get you right through to our producer, Rob Center, this morning, who will see that you get put on the quay, and then we'll pick up the phone and ask you what's on your mind. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Again, our phone number, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to include the keywords OTM, or key letters, I should say, OTM, at the start of your message. And let's see here. Sunbury Motor Company, what can I tell you about them? Well, we all know that SMC stands for Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars and satisfying more customers. With that comes the need for many great behind-the-scenes employees. While they have really a lot of awesome technicians ready to serve you every day, they need more due to the very great amount of business that they've gained over the 107 years they've been satisfying their customers. They're looking for entry-level and experienced technicians to work in their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body, frame and alignment, and towing departments. Whether you're an experienced technician or an entry-level technician looking for your very first job or someone looking for a career change, they would love to hear from you. Stop in person or online, apply online at www.sunburymotors.com, or you can call Todd at 286-7746. We have some unfinished business in an email that Doug sent that we didn't get to read yesterday. He says, "My wife and I went to see The Sound of Freedom the other night, and it was well worth our time. I would encourage everyone to watch this movie, whether Democrat, Republican, or Independent. It is not political and is not a conspiracy theory. It is based on a true story of someone who felt he had to do something about child trafficking. The fact that the left and media are against this film and are claiming it's a QAnon or a conspiracy theory tells you there must be a reason they don't want people to view a movie based on a true story. The left and our media have no problem with the trash that Hollywood puts out on a regular basis, but yet have a problem with this film. It's because some of our politicians, actors, and many other high-profile people are part of this evil practice of selling children for sex, plain and simple. It also answers the question of why we as a country don't do more to secure our borders, because many of these children come from Central America and other places in the U.S. to be trafficked. What's happening around the world is, around us rather, is tragic and appalling." And I did check with Movie Mike, who does our movie reviews here in Sunbury Broadcasting. He has seen the film. He didn't think it was terribly political, and he thought he gave it 3 out of 4 stars. So, you know, the people are saying it's a QAnon theory. I would suspect that has more to do with the actor Jim Caviezel, who is, I won't say he's a conspiracy theorist or a QAnon nut, but he does have some unusual views about a couple of subjects. So if you're interested in that movie, I think it's playing locally. You probably can see it at the AMC theaters in Sealands Grove or somewhere nearby where you are. And then this was from, I didn't get a chance to do this yesterday, but this is concerning. A clip of President Biden mumbling through his comments during Israeli President Isaac Herzog's visit to the White House renewed many Twitter users' concerns over his mental fitness for the job. While addressing the visiting leader, Biden gave a few words on the United States' relationship with Israel. However, as he touted progress between the two countries, he began looking down at cheat sheets and mumbling his words. He said, "We got a lot more to do, but there is progress." Well, let's hear exactly what he had to say.
"The largest gathering of Arabs and Israelis in a decade at the Kiev Forum, and we resolved the maritime boundary dispute between Israel and Lebanon, which people thought could never happen. We opened up an airspace for Israel and over Saudi Arabia and Oman after I had a little visit there, and we brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level, and the Akwa and the Sharm.
Yes.
And as I affirmed to Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday, America's commitment to Israel is firm, and it is ironclad. And we're committed as well to ensure that Iran never acquires a nuclear weapon.
Multiple Twitter users called out his somewhat inaudible comments as a sign of Biden's weakness. Mumbler-in-chief, Citizen Free Press reported. State Freedom Caucus Network Communications Director Greg Price tweeted, "Imagine watching this video and then thinking to yourself, yep, I want 4 more years of that." Joe Biden preparing for his second presidential run, bursting with energy, said Telegraph contributor Niall Gardner. He joked about that. Joe Biden is not fit to be commander-in-chief, said Representative Byron Donalds of Florida. Of course, he's a Republican. Herzog's most recent visit to the White House came after a Representative Parmelia Jayapal of Washington, a Democrat, accused Israel of being a racist state. Through White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked multiple times on the Biden administration's position on the comments. She did not outright condemn Jayapal. "I mean," quote, she said, "the president has been very clear, right? And I kind of started this at the beginning." "The United States and Israel's relationship is a special one. There's a special bond. There's a commitment. And it's a commitment to Israel's right to exist, Israel's security and legitimacy," Jean-Pierre said. She later added, "If any anti-Jewish hatred is said, that is anti-Semitism." Well, I guess it would be. "And we find it to be unacceptable. But at the same time, we think it's important that the congressman, Jayapal, apologized for her comments, and we're glad to see it." So there you go. Another mumble in chief. Stan, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
That little clip there you played of Biden, was that when he was sitting in the chair across from the president of Israel?
That's right.
It looked like he was falling asleep.
Yep, he did look like he was falling asleep, didn't he?
Yeah, that was pretty pathetic. But I expect no less from him, because that tends to be the way it is when he has people there. It's happened more than once. I've noticed some videos. He kind of looks like he's dozing off there when he's talking to somebody. Maybe he does have sleep apnea. That is one of the signs. You know, the other week they were talking about these marks on his face.
Right.
Maybe he does have that. Maybe he is using CPAP.
I don't know, because that is one
of the signs you start falling asleep when you're just talking to somebody.
They say he does have it. You're right. I guess that is one of the symptoms of it. But
yeah, I've done that in the past.
Okay, so what is the cure? What do they do? I mean, it doesn't look right to have the President of the United States nodding off, if you will, and mumbling. It doesn't exude strength. I don't think we'd disagree on that, would we?
No. Now, the CPAP machine's supposed to help so you sleep better. You know, I don't know, you know, his physical condition. You know, he's not fat. We know that. So that's generally an issue with that, causes that, and that. So the CPAP machine is supposed to take care of that, stop you from snoring, blah, 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 so you can sleep better at night, and then you're rested, and you should be able to carry on and function like a normal person. That's the way it's supposed to work, and most of the time it does, because I use one. And before I ever got that, I used to drive home from work at 11 o'clock at night, and there was parts of the road that I don't remember driving through. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it does happen now. But if that is the case with him, he needs to do something better, because he just looks pathetic and weak on the world stage when he does stuff like that. And his handlers need to get a handle on it.
Well, I've heard people say before that they thought his staff was letting him down, that they let him appear to be weaker than he really is. And that may well be the case.
And that may be a reason for that, because they're trying to push him out. Now, that's the rumors out there. You know, the Democrat Party and the higher-ups really don't want him to run, so they're trying to do things. Because you see more and more stories, negative stories about him coming out, about how he's just an awful person in private when he's meetings, cussing out his employees and stuff like that. And some other things that have come out.
And ignoring his seventh grandchild.
That you weren't seeing.
Ignoring his seventh grandchild, refusing to acknowledge Hunter Biden's love child.
Right, yeah, he's such a loving grandfather, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
So, yeah, that's the kind of thing. So, but that's only one reason why I called. I've been seeing some stuff online, and about deployment of transgender people that are going through hormone treatment and transitioning in the military. They are, and I just read it, there's a DOD notice out or whatever, memo, that if a person is transitioning on a hormone treatment, and whether they had surgery or not, they can basically be exempted from deployment for up to 300 days, and then at the end of those 300 days, they can request more exemption. So, being in a member of the military, the first requirement, well, but you got a requirement to be physically fit and be deployable at all times. Okay? So if you're voluntarily going in for hormone treatments and transition surgery, now that's elective. It isn't like you're injured on the job or something like that. Those are totally separate things. This is voluntary and, you know, what do they call it? Not voluntary. They do it because they want to.
Elective? Is that the word you're looking for?
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Okay, it's elective. They're doing it. That makes them undeployable. That means they shouldn't be in the military. Okay? Because one never knows when they're going to call up and say, hey, be ready to go in 48 hours. Well, they're not ready to go. And they're also, they can get unlimited exemptions from the physical fitness standards. They get waivers from that. So, you know, if they're going from woman to man or man to woman, now a man to a woman, they could probably ace the female physical standards, physical fitness standards, but the only other way, probably not, because there is a difference. They lowered the standards for the women compared to the men. So why do they think they're going to have recruitment's low? People are fed up. They don't want to be part of this social experiment that's going on in the military.
Well, there's another aspect to it in a story that came out this week. An 18-year-old military recruit forced to shower with biological males as part of the Biden administration's transgender policies is complaining about being placed in an extremely uncomfortable position. The report was first raised at a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing on Tuesday. The girl is afraid to speak out for fear it will harm her military career. Senator Mike Rounds told Fox News Digital in an interview her options were slim and included resigning from her early career position. It's believed that raising the matter in a complaint would have harmful impacts on the new recruit's military career. She said the two individuals who were supposedly changing from male to female, the girl had to shower with those individuals and reported significant distress about the matter. The individuals housed with the 18-year-old had initiated chemical interventions to change genders, but without having reassignment surgery, their genitalia were fully intact.
Exactly, and that's another thing. The taxpayers are being forced to pay for this stuff as part of the Pentagon budget.
But we're not alone, Stan. I wanted to check. 21 countries now allow transgender military personnel to serve openly.
Doesn't make it right.
They include Australia, Austria, Belgium, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Chechnya, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Ireland, Israel, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. And us.
Okay. Now, the question is, are they transitioning into service or were they done before they went into the service in those other countries?
Well, it says transgender military personnel to serve openly, so I guess in whatever state they're in, they're permitted to serve.
Okay. And that's doing what for us as far as readiness?
Well, I don't
know.
In
this country, if they're undeployable, they're harming readiness.
But
they're not helping it.
Let me ask you this question. If anybody is willing to stand up and say, I will put my life in harm's way to defend this country, can that be bad?
No, but Joe, you didn't hear the part I said. They're not deployable. They're not deploying while they're in transition. So they're not really standing up to defend the country, are they?
But how many of them?
If they have to go,
there can't be that many.
One is too many.
Okay.
Okay? So they're not being able to go. If we got a hot spot and their unit is deployed, they're staying home.
Okay. Well, somebody with the flu would be staying home, too.
But that's totally different. It's not elective, is it?
No, but it's a matter of chance. I mean, you could get sick and you could not be able to be deployed. That doesn't mean you should be thrown out.
It's not a matter of chance to be transitioning. You're electing to do that. There's a difference.
Well, there is, okay. But I still say that it's probably a very small number of people who would not be available for to respond. And I would think the military would be aware of that. If they wouldn't just be going out and getting treatments on their own, they would have to be approved by somebody higher up the chain of command.
Well, that's the problem. Yes, they are being approved by Army doctors and physicians, so they have to be met. The whole thing is a mental issue. Okay, so we are putting people that have mental issues in the military. It used to be that they did try to prevent that kind of stuff. Sure, some got through, but this is open and out there. It's a mental condition. They're not ready to go serve in a combat zone if they need to, if they are transitioning. Because they have to have a regimen of the hormones and all that stuff. And if they've had any surgery, well, then they have to heal from that. And it's all elective. They're non-deployable. They're not good for readiness. And they're not good for the military. Now, that's if they're all in combat. But the thing is with the military, everybody is considered, how do you put it, infantry ready. They're all trained in basic infantry tactics. That's what basic training is about.
Okay.
So basically everybody in the military is supposed to be, if they have to, able to serve as an infantryman. Okay?
Okay. Well,
women, men, transgenders, everybody. So if the crap hits the fan and they're on, you know, and we have to go to some other country because the likelihood of something happening here is slim. Now, I'm not saying it couldn't happen. I've seen the movie Red Dawn. It can happen.
Okay.
But they're not ready to do the job.
Okay. Hey, fair enough, Stan. Thank you for your comments. As always, we appreciate your calls. Take care,
all right,
sir.
Yep.
570-743-9565. 570-743-9565. That's our hotline number. We'll get you right through to On the Mark. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, as one person has done. They say, yesterday I watched a documentary on the happenings of January 6th. Joe Biden spoke that day. He was very different from what he is now. His voice then was strong and clear. So that is a matter of some concern. I would think that the president has, at least if he is suffering from sleep apnea or some other problem, his staff needs to do something to make him look less weak, I would think, as we go forward. In any event, we'll take a quick break. We have a call coming in. More calls are welcome. 570-743-9565. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Raising your grandchildren or loved one's children is an honor that allows them to live, grow, and thrive among family. Providing a safe, loving home is rewarding and challenging, but you're not alone. Pennsylvania Kin Connector is here to help kinship families. Kin Connector is a free resource of skilled, compassionate professionals who will connect you to services, training, and support groups. Call 1-866-546-2111 or visit kinconnector.org today.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Psst, psst, hey, keep your eyes on the road, but listen up, because I've got some exciting PA Turnpike information coming in hot. Get this, Easy Pass can save drivers nearly 60% on PA Turnpike tolls. And as a big-time road pro, I'm telling you, that's a lot of savings. Find a local retailer at paturnpike.com and get your own Easy Pass today. Okay, eyes on the road. Bye.
Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Today, everything seems like it's constantly changing. And just like the rest of the world, today's housing market is also changing. Whether you're buying or selling, you need an agent who can make sense of all those changes and market fluctuations to guide you through the process with a steady and helpful hand. Hi, this is Larry Johnson, president of the Bowen Agency Realtors, and we've been helping you find your perfect place for almost 50 years. That's why folks have voted us the best real estate agency in the Valley for 7 years straight. Working with one of our highly trained and knowledgeable agents to buy and sell your home saves you time, money, and gives you the best results possible. We know what's important to you, and we always provide all the details you need. Remember, our team of realtors is the most trusted in the market. We have the most up-to-date and extensive housing listings along with the most valued commercial properties. Coming or going, trust the talent at Bowen. Come see us in Selins Grove, Sunbury, and Lewisburg, or online at bowenagency.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236, as someone else has done. They say, Stan, people come home from the military all the time with PTSD, mental issues, all the time. Not an unusual thing, I guess, according to our texter. Joseph from Milton, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I'm going to talk about these transgenders. I don't know where to start. Anyway, I was listening to the president of Israel addressing Congress yesterday, and it was very good, the things he was saying. And he did say in his speech, he said, we in Israel have the biggest, we had the largest LBJQ XYZ parade in the world. And everybody stood to their feet and started to applaud. But, hallelujah, Speaker of the House McCarthy sit in his chair and didn't applaud. I thought that was really wonderful that he didn't acknowledge that crap. Now, my first trip to Israel was back in the 80s, I think 84 somewhere, and I thought that when I landed in Tel Aviv there, I was quite surprised of the way they dressed and so forth. You know, I was thinking of it being more conservative, you know. And then I went to the city of Jerusalem, and I thought, well, there, you know what I mean, that's a holy city. But I was shocked, you know, and that was back in the 80s. And I just thought it would be more conservative, you know, the way the women dressed and so forth and so on, you know, and how they lived their life, you know.
So you thought they'd be more dressed like Islamic women who wear burqas?
Yeah, right, more traditional, you know, like you see them. You know, in my mind, I had a biblical viewpoint of how that would look, you know. But it didn't look that way, you know. It didn't look that way at all. It wasn't that way. And here's the point. You read off all those countries that are LBJ friendly, you know. I didn't see any Islamic countries there, did you?
No.
No. And they're closer, the Quran, and I've read the Quran, they're closer to following some things in the Bible, and they're way far away in a lot of things too. But as far as these abominable things that are going on in the world, and here's the point too: we're supposed to be a Christian nation, founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and yet we as a nation acknowledge and condone these things that's just abominable in the sight of our Heavenly Father, you know, and just like there's a, I don't know if you saw that thing on the news yesterday about that country singer. I can't remember his name. He sang a song about Not in My Town.
Yes, I actually have a story on that I was going to get to this morning.
Well, yeah, and they just derided him and called him out and canceled him and everything, you know what I mean. And he was just saying, you know, hey, we're standing up for the right thing, you know, for to enforce the laws and not to, you know, destroy things and so forth and so on. It's just, everything is so out of kilter here. It's just, it's really something. And another thing I'd like to add, you addressed this the other day just slightly, but the Methodist Church, there's 6,000 Methodist congregations that are leaving the Methodist Church because of the acceptance of this LBJQ queer business and sodomites into their congregation. They don't want that. And now, they haven't voted on it yet, the conference, the Methodist Conference hasn't voted on it yet to make it a legal thing, but they are very liberal in their stand against that, and that's why these 6,000 congregations are opting out of the Methodist church. I don't blame them.
I think it was more the fact that some of the churches didn't agree with ordaining openly gay people and performing gay marriages. I think that had a large part to do with it.
Oh, yes, absolutely, and that's right. You know, according to Scripture, you know, if you're going to follow the Bible, you can, Old and New Testament. I'm not talking about stoning people here. I can tell you New Testament, Romans chapter 1.
Okay,
well. Those that commit such things are worthy of death, the Bible says. You know what I mean? And they say, and that guy had come on and said, that Joseph, he's always talking about the Old Testament. He doesn't have love. Well, hold it once.
Well, forgive me. We have another call coming
okay,
in.
So quickly, I'm going to sum up with this. In the book of Revelation, our general Savior talks to the seven churches, and he's going to cast them into a bed without whore. He's going to take their name out of the book of life. And boy, it's pretty rough, the things that he says to the church. And he was looking at the church in our day.
Okay.
He's seen it in the future, of course. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Cast them into bed with a whore. Okay. 570-743-9565. That is our hotline number. Give us a call. We have one pending. More coming in. And let's see. Pete says, the mumbler-in-chief was reading from a cue card in his lap, so he was looking down. The talking points he was reading were initiatives Jared Kushner brokered while working in the Trump White House. Mumbles has always taken credit for things others have done. He is truly an embarrassment. Lance, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, hi there. Well, this is Lance calling.
I know. I just said it was you, Lance.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't get that part. It kind of cuts in and out. Well, anyway, it's just like your previous caller said, I didn't notice any folks, any countries mentioned that are doing the gender-affirming bit that we would likely be fighting.
Well,
there's China, North Korea, Russia, Iran.
No, none of them have. None of them. You're right. No potential enemies here, but our allies: Belgium, Canada, France, Germany, Ireland, Israel, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom, and Denmark all allow that to happen.
Yes, I know. And what's that going to do to our fighting capabilities? I mean, we're going to be weakened as our enemies, that's for sure.
Well, looking at it objectively, I know when they first allowed gays to openly serve in the military, remember the military policy used to be don't ask, don't tell. You recall that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so once we started allowing it, everybody was predicting that our military was going to go to hell in a handbasket. That hasn't happened. I mean, apparently the gays have been accepted. There was a lot of controversy when they first desegregated the military, that white guys wouldn't serve alongside black people. But that's proven to be completely untrue. They work together, play together, live together, all completely in harmony for the most part.
Okay, well, I certainly hope you're right. I really do, that this is going to affect anything. It's just, well, like you said, though, back when we had reservations about all those other things, and, you know, they turned out not to be anything to worry about. So I certainly hope and pray that this is not.
The thing that would bother me, Lance, is if they lowered the standards to achieve this. In other words, there have to be standards for military personnel. You can't take remember the old ads and the 98-pound weakling who was always getting sand kicked in his face? I forget what bodybuilder that was for. But, you know, we can't have the 98-pound weaklings in the military. I mean, they are there to protect the country. They have to be in good physical shape. They have to be capable of performing. If I found that we were lowering the standards to let people in to achieve some sort of mythical balance in terms of all this diversity, I would be upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're so right. Yeah, you've kind of smoothed the whole thing out for me, and maybe I'm thinking a little bit different than what I was. I appreciate that. Also, what I wanted to say was tomorrow will mark the 40 years ago that the lowest temperature on planet Earth was recorded.
40 years ago?
Yeah, 40 years ago tomorrow, when we were all worried about freezing to death. And that year, 83, was a really Chibosco of a winter everywhere on the world. And it was where they got the idea there wouldn't be enough degree days to grow corn north of the Mason-Dixon, as often said. And many other things were going to happen that, well, look what they're trying to say is going to happen in the next 10 years. I mean, can we really believe them?
Well, according to Al Gore, we're all dead 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got that right.
I mean, Al as a prophet didn't turn out to be very convincing.
Something else, too. You know, when we think about the Pride Month, well, isn't pride the first of the deadly sins, of the seven deadly ones?
I believe pride's on the list. I'm not sure exactly where on the list.
Pride is number one, followed by greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth. But number one is pride.
Yes, and, sloth is in there, too.
Oh, yeah, sloth. Yeah, that's the last one.
I worry about that one. Some days I don't feel very active.
Yeah, you and me both. There's a lot of it going around.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, but when Southerners said Southern pride, why they thought that they were boastful, you know, obnoxious, etc., you know, that type of thing.
Right.
And, you know, when the gays do it, it's something really to be envied. In other words, they're showing their self-worth. Independent, secure in their feelings, you know, et cetera. So, I guess it's all in who you are, the way they look at things.
Yep, you got that right. Hey, thanks, Lance. We appreciate your call, as always, sir. Have
okay,
a good one.
One more thing.
All right, go
just
ahead.
Just one quick thing. Sunbury Motors really means what they say about all the way through from entry to, you know, the best that there is. That they're hiring here at the garage. There's a lad here who's 16 years old, and he just got hired mechanic on the used cars, you know, reconditioning department.
Oh, great.
Probably see how he can go when the sky's the limit. He said he had to go to work to support his baby, which is a lot, and that's a much modified F-150.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Appreciate your comments. And the Sunbury Motor Company is sincere about looking for good, qualified people. Whether you're looking for an entry-level job or whether an experienced technician, be sure to check them out online or stop by Sunbury Motor Company. 570-743-9565. Toll-free hotlines are open. Text lines are a little bit different. We have a couple of texts. One of the texters says, the difference between gay service members and transgender service members is that the gay ones are deployable. Well, so would the transgender ones be if they weren't undergoing any particular form of treatment at the time, right? Then, yes, service members get PTSD in the military, but they didn't enter it with mental issues, unlike transgender recruits. All right, 570-743-9565. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with more of On the Mark.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Your friends and neighbors are smiling after their single-visit dental restorations by Dr. Carl Jenkins.
We were looking for a dentist that we knew would be top of the field.
When I came to Dr. Jenkins, I was at the point I couldn't chew on either side of my mouth, and he fixed it. Here I am, less than a year later, with all new teeth, and they were all made here.
I've had lots of crowns done, and it's so much fun watching that crown machine. The nice part about it, they fit perfect when they're done, and you do not have to come back three or four times to get a crown to fit.
The process, it's pretty amazing. They do the prep work first. Doc does his wonder on the computer. 20 minutes later, go eat a steak.
I am very pleased with how the crowns appear when I smile. It makes me want to smile even more.
Dr. Carl Jenkins in Watsontown. Visit us at smilesbyjenkins.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I think that was the Doobie. Oh, there they are, the Doobie Brothers. Thought I heard them there in the background. Welcome back to On the Mark, 570-743-9565. We'll get you right through to our producer, Rob Center. I'm Joe McGranahan, and on the phone is Bob from Pax Sinus. You're on the mark, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just want to comment about one of those last callers about mental people not going into the military but coming out that way. Well, I'm sorry, but I had an uncle who was crazy in the military, and he got a an honorable discharge because of it. So it's not like these people that are going in the military, and I understand it's very hard training to get into the military.
Right.
I couldn't do it myself, I'm sure. I might have when I was 20, when the recruiters were after me right after high school, which I wish I would have had done because I'd be retired by now. But as far as, you know, anybody in the military is willing to put their life, you know, up for our country, more power to them. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they get prisoners. And that's what they're doing in Russia, right? They're taking prisoners out of jail and putting them out there.
And we've done that in our history here, too.
Have we?
Yes.
Well, it's one way to get out of jail, right? If they go and serve, I mean, that's a good way to get out of jail.
Yep. Provided you serve, and if you serve honorably, you get something in return for it. You got to get your sentence either commuted or you get a reduction in your sentence.
Right, and Trump has another issue coming up here. He might get an indictment today. Well, I guess he did get an indictment. Now he's going to get I don't know if it's an arrest warrant or whatever coming out.
Was this a news story? I mean, he wasn't indicted as of when I came through the door here this morning. Is this something happened?
Well, this has to do with a riot at the Capitol.
Yeah, that's the one that's being that's pending now. Has he been indicted on that?
Well, it's coming out either today or tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the right word or not, or being charged for it or whatever.
He was. There's a grand jury considering charges against him.
Okay, is that how it works?
Yeah, but he hasn't, as of this morning, he wasn't indicted yet on those charges. He has other charges where he's been indicted.
Right, and, you know, everybody's loving Trump. You know, the one guy the other day, he's like, oh, we got to have Trumpster back in the White House. Like, we do not need that kind of violence and craziness in our country again. This is a cult. These people are in a cult. They're stuck in it just like Charles Manson or something like that. I don't know how they explain it. They're just stuck on craziness. They just, because he was a movie or a TV producer, not a TV producer, but he had a show and stuff like that. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump was fired and fired and fired. And I hope he never, ever gets rehired.
Well, some people agree with you. Other people disagree. And we've got both of them on this show, Bob.
All right. I understand. I hear it all the time.
I know.
And I just want to tell people, you know, you live your life, I'll live my life. If I'm gay, I'm not a whatever the transsexual person, I'm a gay person, and, you know, I don't see the difference, really, but one person wants to be the male, one person wants to be the female in the family, that's how I take it, but you don't have to change your looks or gender or parts or whatever, so... That's my two cents.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for giving it to us. You're welcome anytime, Bob. Thanks a lot. Have a good one. 570-743-9565. One of our emailers says, Joe, I have always had the opinion that people have three distinct parts, mind, body, and soul. I believe that the only gender-specific part is the body. Mind and soul are not gender-specific. Is any biological gender smarter than the other? Is any biological gender more compassionate than the other? I don't think so, although many comedians have made a living off that assumption. I guess my point is that all people are two-thirds the same. Let's try to work together on our similarities rather than argue over our differences. And let's see. I think we've got all the emails up today. We have a call coming in, 570-743-9565. Joseph mentioned a country music artist being pilloried for the lyrics of his song. And the artist is Jason Aldean. I'm not a big country music fan, but if we get a chance here, we want to take the calls that we have coming in. But we'll go over that story. Apparently Country Music Television has banned his song, which is called In a Small Town, and they claim that it supports lynching. I've read the lyrics. You know, we can have an interesting discussion about that, and we'll get to it if time permits. But right now we have Dan from New Berlin on the mark. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning. You know, I'd like to hear any caller that says how terrible things were under where... when Trump was president. I'd like to hear what they were. You know, they call in, condemn Trump, but they never can say what was wrong. You ever notice that, Joe?
Well, I think they do specifically say what things that were wrong with Trump. You know, that you don't like hearing it. Well, the fact that his behavior, the fact that he was, always insulting people, you disagree with him, he doesn't have a discussion with you, he goes right to attacking you and calling you names.
Look how good our country was running. What do I care about a couple insults to the news media? They earned it. They well deserved their insults. And no one ever says how bad the country was running. They simply attack Trump. Our country was running like a well-oiled machine.
You're forgetting that people complained about him giving away those tax cuts to the rich, that the rich benefited far more than the average American.
Yep, we all gained, every one of us gained by them tax cuts. Yeah, naturally, if you have more money, you're going to gain more. What do you expect? That's the way the system works. But we all gained, we all were doing well, and look at us now. We're the laughing stock of the world. Little Rocket Man is acting up worse than ever, and no one talks to him. They can condemn Trump all they want, but Trump was over there dealing with the man and got results.
Well, I agree with you. I think he did the right thing there in engaging him.
But you have to admit that the callers that condemn Trump can't really say anything bad about his policy.
Well, they believe that his policies benefited not the average American. I mean, that, let's face it, the Democrats ran on that, and they gained some traction in the midterm elections by running on the fact that the Republicans and Trump, with his policies, haven't exactly had a focus on families.
Well, right. Right.
They won the midterms, Dan. They won the midterms of his policies. I think that's where you would really, where the rubber would meet the road. If Trump's policies were working, I think the midterms would have produced a different result, or if people were satisfied with them.
Well, they ran a lot of controversial people too in the midterm.
True.
And you know, and that's part of the problem too. But the hate Trump message is out there, and it just keeps bubbling up all over. And
okay.
That, as was said yesterday very eloquently, is this, it's no accident that this hate Trump's going on. That you might be a use, you might just follow along with the rhetoric, but the people at the head of this, they know what they're doing. They want a globalized government.
Right.
Okay. One world government, which Trump opposed. Trump was opposed to globalism. He was for, like the one caller said, nationalism to make America great. But all the people coming in with Biden were for globalism. And even there's a lot of Republicans are globalists.
Okay, Dan, I'm sorry, Dan, we have to move on. We have two other calls pending, and we have to take a quick break. We'll get one of them in right now. Betty, you're on the mark from Northumberland.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a widow from a military man of 23 years, and I wish that if the money that was going toward this new program for the people who saw it, gender change,
mm-hmm.
would be put into the need for the people who are serving our country right now, coming home injured, and take 100% care of them that we have right now, instead of putting money into a new program. Thank you.
You're right. We certainly owe a debt to those who have served. And, you know, when I hear that we're funding, and I don't mean to be unkind to those people, but we're funding illegal immigrants coming across the border while there are American veterans going hungry and living on the street, that's wrong.
That is so true.
Yep. Hey, thanks, Betty. We appreciate your call. Call again. Take care.
Thank you.
570-743-9565. Have to take our final break of the day, and we'll have a caller when we get back.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
These are no ordinary barbecue ribs. These are BJ's Original Baby Back Ribs, the Valley's best since 1982. First, the ribs are generously coated with our own secret dry rub. Local hardwood is fired to the proper temperature, and the ribs are placed inside the smoker, where they slow cook for hours. Now, they're ready to remove from the smoker, tender, moist, and perfectly charred. Take a moment before you dig in. Have you ever beheld anything so heavenly? Try them during BJ's Summer Picnic Special. Original Baby Back Ribs, served with BJ's Tangy Barbecue Sauce, house-made pasta salad and creamy coleslaw, plus a free pint of lager for just $24.95. Enjoy them inside or call ahead for fast takeout. Only at BJ's M Street Tavern and Oyster Bar in Sealands Grove and Danville.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back to On the Mark. And one of our texters says, Bob, you're right. We don't need the Antifa or BLM riots in this country again. And another response to Bob says, Bob, that's not the general rule for military recruits having a mental disorder, but all transgender recruits have a mental disorder. That's an opinion, of course. And Mike, you're on the mark from Bloomsburg. Good morning, sir. Hello, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong line. Mike, good morning.
Yeah, hey, before I get going here, I think the previous caller, Betty, really accurately articulated one of the reasons that the Biden administration is not able to attract people willing to serve in the United States military, and we're having shortfalls in the number of people we had expected to recruit. So that I think she's on to something there. And as far as my friends on the left always wanting to talk about MAGA and criticizing Trump and talking about Trump. Well, I think one of the reasons why that is because, number one, they don't want to talk about the fact that out of the last 26 months, real wages were down 24. 24 out of the last 26 months. And they also don't want to talk about the reality that the Democrat Party is now the party of the rich. Now, they can say whatever they want, but you follow the money and see where the big money's coming from. And it's all going, the rich money pretty much is going to the Democrats. And now, finally, and we may have talked about this yesterday. In the last 9 months, Democrats have piled on another $2,000 billion, okay? $2,000 billion is $2 trillion of new federal debt. And that federal debt is going to weaken our dollar, weaken our economy, and weaken our lives as they keep piling on more and more and more. And I just have to say that I think the Democrats' hearts are in it, but their minds certainly are not. They just do not have the big picture on what needs to be done in this country. And the stories that you guys were just talking about, I just actually was able to tune in and talking about money that's going hand over fist to illegal aliens and how we aren't able to track the people that are coming in. And how we are bending over backwards to look the other way when people are sneaking across the border while showing pictures of controlled sites showing women and children coming across, when the reality is it's really not women and children for the most part. Generally, it's the males coming across that are sneaking across. So I think that my friends on the left need to start paying a little bit more attention and looking at the big picture. Because right now, all they're focused on, in my mind, is hatred of Trump and whatever narrative is being spewed their way by the TV that they watch.
But don't you agree that Donald Trump has contributed to this hatred, if you will? You know, isn't it easy for you to see how polarizing he is? And does he really need to be that polarizing?
Listen, I've had to work in my lifetime with some people that, you know, well, I won't say what people would want to do to their graves after they died, but they knew what they were doing, they understood the game, and they helped get jobs done and be successful. Were they nice people? No. Did you want them in your family? No. Did you want them in your house? No. Donald Trump fell to me under the same category as those people. He was rough, he was mean, he was arrogant, but he understood what needed to be done. Now, did he hurt himself? Yes. Did he lose the election himself? Pretty much so. And I'm not going to defend him. I'm just going to say he was a better choice to get the country moving in the right direction with his policies. But unfortunately, politics involves more than policies.
Oh, good points. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate your call. We ran out of time while you were talking to us. We're going to be back Monday. One of our texters says, Dan, Trump was a lawless liar, porn star lover, and stupid racist. So we'll close on that note this morning. We're going to be back again Monday morning at 9:06 on the Mark. Come on, give us a call then. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Brought to you, as always, by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers. This is WKOK, Sunbury.